Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
Marissa is going to tell us whether or not we're living in the right county. That's a big claim right there, Maria.
Yeah. Do you want to raise a family and have like optimum surroundings
I'm in the middle of doing that, and I kind of feel like I've committed myself to Dublin, so now you make me feel like I might have made a bad choice.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, great.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah, fair.
For raising your family in Dublin. Quote Devil did a study on where would be the best to raise a family in Ireland.
Okay.
So it's broken down county by county. It's looked at access to green spaces.
Very important.
Schools,
yeah,
both primary and secondary, crime rates, and housing prices.
I'm sorry. Look, sometimes I just commit crimes, okay? I'm sorry. I'm into it.
So, in number three, Kerry.
Well done, Kerry.
Tons of access to green space.
Yep. Some of the most beautiful places in the world are in Kerry.
Yeah. Second place, Donegal.
Donegal, yeah. You can kind of see the attraction. You're far enough away from
everything.
You're kind of the sprawl and the urbanness of it all. You're kind of separated.
Yeah, it's a lot of green space.
Kids would love that. Like,
yeah.
You know.
And in first place, do you want to take a guess?
Well, if you're going for places like Kerry and Donegal, like I would obviously say Dublin, but then I'm sure Dublin's crime rates are higher than anywhere else's. House prices, you mentioned.
Yeah.
Dublin is not winning that battle
not
against
up there,
anyone.
No.
So
I'll tell you, Dublin is number nine.
Number nine. Okay, yeah. Okay. I would think you would be going. You'd be going west of the Shannon. If it's cheap houses, school access though. Galway.
Close.
Oh,
Tipperary.
No, I knew you were going to say. I wasn't even going to ask you because I knew you were going to say Tipperary. Because you're such a great lad.
Number 32 on the list.
No, but if you think about the amount of connections we have to other counties, we have so much green space. Motorways going through it.
Yeah, I think that's
right in the
middle.
They
don't stop. They just go straight through and they get out the other side.
You love to stop.
I do. Cashel is my favourite place.
Am I
to
right?
Stop.
I actually can't even see Tipperary on
the list. They're actually excluded.
The good list or the bad, because there's a bad list as well.
Sure,
like,
sure, sure.
The worst places.
Well,
not on either.
So Tipperary are so dull, they're in neither list. They're neither good nor bad.
Yeah.
Go on,
it's
number one. Mayo.
Mayo is the best place to raise a family in Ireland.
Wow.
So
I've got friends in Mayo. I'm going to tell them now. Shane, you listen.
Shane, yeah.
They have a relatively low crime rate of 297 incidents per 10,000 residents.
Of course, I have no kind of gauge as to whether that's good or bad. It sounds low. You know what I mean? But I don't know crime rates. I don't know about them.
They have 151 primary schools and 26 post-primary schools. And the county also provides ample outdoor space with 5.1 parks per 10,000 residents.
Wow, that's
5.1.
Five parks per 10,000 people.
The school number is a bit weird, isn't it?
The difference in the primary and the secondary.
I think in Dublin that doesn't really make sense, but around the rest of the country I think it does. Like, wouldn't you have had feeder schools from a national school into secondary schools?
Yeah, there was loads of schools going into Cashel.
Yeah, usually there's 2 into 1 maybe in Dublin, maybe 3 into 4.
I have the Dublin figures here. They have 459 primary schools and 183 post-primary schools.
Okay, so you're still kind of more than double. Yeah, but then a lot of the other one there was 5 times as much in Mayo.
Yeah, and plus then the house prices in Dublin.
Straight away, my friend Shane from Mayo says, "Hon Mayo!"
Dave Moore
on Today FM.